God is a spirit, and they that adore him must adore him in spirit and in truth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today's Gospel of the Mass of the Friday of the third week of Lent recalls the story of our Lord asking water to drink from a woman at Jacob's well. It tells also a dispute between two nations, the Jews and the Samaritans. Jews and the Samaritans both knew that God can be worshipped everywhere, but as regard to his public worship, the offering of sacrifice, the Jews said that this could only be done in Jerusalem, while the Samaritans held that this would be done at their holy mountain Gerizim. Jesus told the woman that the dispute between the Jews and the Samaritans would soon have no meaning, for the time had come when a new worship was to replace the old one. The ancient worship of the Jews was not a worship in truth, but only in shadows, so to speak, that is, types and figures of the truth. The truth is to be found only in that sacrifice ordered by Jesus Christ. This shows that true sacrifice is centered around God, not around the adorer. Beautiful example is that of Saint Elizabeth of Hungary. She was highly noble in birth, but had a lowly reverence for divine sacrifice. She once went to church suitably dressed as became of her rank, but as the holy sacrifice proceeded, the thought of her natural vileness and of the unspeakable excellence of the sacrament inspired her with such humility that she began to remove her several ornaments one by one. And in the course of the Mass, she took off the diamonds, the bracelets, and the jewels she was wearing. And so towards the close of the service, she differed no more in her outward appearance than how she was humble of heart in God's sight. Again, the worship of the Jews was not a worship in spirit, but in matter only. The sacrifices of the Jews consisted only in material things, like blood of animals, which could not cleanse the conscience of the worshipper. But in our new holy sacrifice, Jesus says that God will be adored in spirit. The hearts of men will be cleansed and be spiritually united to him by faith, hope, charity, and contrition. Our hearts cannot be attached to sin, because that would hinder this pure oblation in spirit. There's another beautiful example of this in a parish priest of exemplary reputation who was celebrating the holy sacrifice when one of his parishioners, his equal in merit, saw in the sacred host the wondrous appearance of the infant Jesus and observed that when the pox was being passed around, the divine child, clasping the good priest's neck with his little arms, gave him the kiss of peace. And sometime after, it happened that this priest became annoyed at a certain beast which came at night time into his garden and damaged his plants. The priest came furious, and he attacked the beast with his stick and beat it so that it died, causing, by so doing, a grievous and unjust loss to a poor neighbor whose sustenance, for the most part, depended on this animal. The priest went as usual to say Mass and his parishioner to hear it, but when the priest gave it to others, the kiss of peace, Jesus Christ was no more seen to give it to his minister. The good parishioner was much troubled, not knowing what the cause could be, but this priest had driven justice out of his heart by an act at once injurious and unjust, which had done so much damage to his humble neighbor, so he was unworthy of the kiss of peace for having become an enemy to justice. Dear children, true peace of the true worship and truth, always defended by justice, are the great recognizing marks of a Christian, both in a single human and in the society. Saint Augustine had taught us well that where true justice does not exist, there can be no form of civil society. Banish from the world the virtue of justice, and nothing remains but brute force and violence will prevail, like a good priest who lost his temper and killed his neighbor's animal. In such a state of things, men would resemble more savages than valuable men created as the image of God. Instead, when we incline our ear to God, God will look favorably upon us. The Samaritan woman might well have refused our Lord's request of water and said, "You Jews are never polite to us. You hate and despise us." But she overcame her nation's evil inclination and graciously gave our Lord the service he asked for. As a reward, our Lord spoke to her about the wonderful living water he gave her, and he gave her contrition for her sins. She accepted the hard truth and acknowledged her guilt without excusing it. She, Saint Elizabeth, and all the saints have been given us a glorious example that the true adoration of our Clement Father in heaven is the only source of true happiness for us, and that the holy sacrifice of the Mass, of which you have been privileged to be made partakers, is truly the most precious gift God can give you, and how sincerely and unceasingly you should thank God for this gift. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.